My name is Andre Whitehead. For 15 years, I have grown the brand of Tennessee Prep Hoops. Now, with the assistance of Brent Watts, we bring to you Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. Welcome to Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. This is Andre Whitehead with my cohort, Brent Watts, the impeccable Seth Stokes, sitting in front of us. I like this setup where we look at him. Don't you? That gives me inspiration.
This is a beautiful view in a room with no windows.
It's like a small Volkswagen in here, but it's tiny. But we are ready for another great show. We got a really
good
show.
This is our best show ever.
This is going to be our best show ever.
We
have Josh Pastner from
Memphis. I have a new favorite coach.
He's awesome. I'm telling you, he's one of the best there is. We have Dr. Richard Cunningham from
Tennessee Orthopedic
from
Clinics.
The TOC.
Who did his fellowship with the
Miami Heat.
Miami Heat.
You know, the poor guy's a North Carolina fan, but you know, you can't hold that against him. But he was really really candid talking about some of the injuries that young people can sustain and things like that. So we're going to have that along with our John Bailey Company Player of the Week, our Mortgage Investors Group, Darren Poppin, Coach of the Week, and a whole bunch of more stuff like our small college report. We've got that
loaded with info this week.
And a new segment that we're gonna just kind of dabble into, but I think we're going to try to do each week is we're going to try to have like maybe a team of the week and maybe put a little spotlight on some of the different AAU programs around the state and give them a little bit of love. And Brent's got one in his arsenal today that he wants to talk about.
I do have one in the arsenal today, but I want to kind of allude to the small college report because I did a lot of work this week on the small college report.
You did do a lot of work on
and
the small
let's just go
report.
Ahead. We're going to get it out who we're highlighting because this guy, the head coach, has won more TSSAA state titles than any other coach. He's won 7 state titles. He has a phenomenal coaching staff. And I'm going to go and ask you right now on air, if you had to be stranded on a desert island with one of his assistants, would it be Nick or JT?
It would definitely be Nick.
No, I'm JT. I'm going with JT.
I'm going with Nick because if we're stranded on an island, I'm hoping that there's fruit or berries or bananas or something. Nick is little, so Nick's not going to eat that much. JT's a little thicker, you know, and a little more aggressive.
Did you just call
thick.
Did
That's
you
okay.
call him thick?
Nothing.
Nick bullies me.
How can Nick bully you?
He does. He's mean to me. He gives me the look.
Nick
he tells
awesome.
Me what to do.
Nick is awesome, and he's a tornado from Alcoa.
So. He is from Alcoa. He used to pick on me when we would play up at Maryville College because, you know, he was really good.
I really have to question something. That you let
Nick was little.
He's
he
small.
Was. He was a really good basketball
he
player.
He was a really
college,
good basketball player.
So. He was a really
player.
Good basketball
oh,
yeah. player
Nick
at Alcoa.
Nick has overachieved at every level he's played at. He's that guy that everybody looked at and said
and
he can't play.
He would bully me
and
on the court.
He just destroys you on the court.
I'm telling you, man, Nick scares me.
But, yeah, definitely Nick on an island because he wouldn't eat that
I'm
much.
I'm with JT all day. JT. Great, great kid.
But we're talking about King College.
King University.
Is it King University?
It is King.
Now?
The czar of the small college. Yes, it's King
but
University.
Yeah, you messed up last week calling Bethel College the whole time, and I got like 20 emails from their entire university staff saying, tell your cohort it's university.
I dealt with that.
You didn't deal with anything.
I did.
I dealt with
again,
all of it.
Again,
I
dealt
dad.
With their connection.
I am your dad.
I dealt with their connection to the Evil Empire because it seems everybody played for Darth Vader at the Evil Empire. Jonathan Stanley from Bearden. Of course, King University has one of their standout players, Drew Standifer from the Evil Empire. He played for Darth Vader.
I don't know if I like this Darth Vader Evil Empire because Coach Blevins is my guy.
If Coach Blevins would just let Farragut win some games.
Why?
Well, it'd be a rivalry again.
Beat him.
It's really it's not that probable. Not a lot of people beat him.
No, that's true because he's the man.
Yeah. Well, from where I'm sitting, that's not the best thing.
Well, no, it's not from where you're sitting. It's from where you come from.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on. Come on, coach. Just for me. Just one.
I wouldn't do it. No, that's.
He'll do it. He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. I mean, there's no question.
He'll do it for me.
But I know one thing he's not going to do, and that's lose a game.
He'll do it for me.
He wouldn't do
we'll
it for
see.
You.
We'll see.
I don't see it happening. But.
He'll do it for me. So, well, we agree to disagree on that.
Yeah,
let's get to talking about one of the largest AAU programs in the state. I had the pleasure of speaking to the head of the Tennessee Fury, Rick Dunn, who is a great person.
Nice fellow.
He is a very nice guy. He shot me some info. Sort of the premier team in the Tennessee Fury organization is the their 16 and under boys team. And I guess Andre, who knows everything about every player, sort of the star player on that team is
Big Slim Connor Arnold.
Connor Arnold
from Grace.
He is, and Rick Dunn actually coaches this team. He coaches it along with his assistant coaches, Corey Stanton, and
someone you're upset with right now
that didn't call us back today.
Well, he's busy. Give him a break.
Shane Wells.
Yeah, he'll call. He'll call me back.
Oh, but, he'll call back.
But Corey Stanton, I don't know if you remember Corey Stanton.
I do.
Corey
remember
Stanton,
Corey Stanton
signed with Wright State out of high school, mm-hmm. but then when Brownell left and went to Clemson, Corey went with him.
Yep.
And I played at Clemson for a couple of years.
Yep, I do remember Corey.
Good from Springfield, Tennessee.
Yep. A couple other players on the team are Josh Relaford from David Crockett, Spencer Lowe from Maryville High School. Mac Brower's from down in Ringgold, so he's an out-of-state kid. For
well, he's year. Actually lives in Chattanooga, but he goes to school in Ringgold. Mac's a good kid.
Okay. He's got some kids out of Science Hill. He's got three kids out of Science Hill. And Tyrone Patterson out of West High School here locally. So that's sort of a spotlight. They do have both boys and girls AAU teams all the way down.
And this is their 16 and under team is the team that I invited to my best in state tournament at the end of June. They're the 16 and under team will be representing in the 16 and under division of my tournament, and I try to only pick the top teams in the state. So
Rick Dunn will be there?
Well, if he coaches that team, I guess he will be.
It's always a pleasure to see Rick Dunn.
Yeah, he's a nice fellow. I've emailed with him, and he's very gracious with his information. And like you said, they run the gamut with teams starting, you know, on the youngest age groups to the oldest age groups, and they're one of the few organizations in the area, and the AAU scene is not as, I guess, as plentiful as it once was where kids can go and play.
He runs a very good program, very detailed with his information, very quick to call me back, and we always appreciate as much detailed information about the programs, because we have what we see on the court, but sometimes what you see, if you see just one weekend, you may not have the whole story. But Rick was very quick and very gracious. And then a guy that he's had work with him that we saw this week, the AD, Rob Murphy, has
Big
worked with
Rob.
Him.
Yeah, he coaches one of their
15 and under
yeah. teams. Yeah.
Big Rob. So
hey, Rob Murphy's a jewel, man. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Rob Murphy is about as good a guy as you can get.
Yep. And so
they've got a lot of the really of the good high school coaches that coach.
Well, Shane
there.
Wells.
Shane Wells is one of the best high school coaches in the year. They who still didn't return a call, but I know you're mad at him, but keep it calm. Shane's busy. And they got guys like that that coach in their organization, and that really gives them credibility as far as, you know, those kids love playing for a guy like that. Now, obviously, you can't coach your own guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the rules of, you know, the state of Tennessee, TSSAA, and they won't let you coach your own guys, which, you know, we've talked about that on past shows, and I don't really want to get into that
we've
again because
it
makes me kind of angry. But, so they've got guys, good high school coaches coaching on all levels, and it's good to have guys like that coaching those kids in the off season, because, you know, generally a lot of times you get into the AAU circuit and you got guys that are coaching that are really not coaching that well.
Well, they're not coaching, and sometimes there's you don't know who's mentoring the kids in the AAU environment. And I can assure you, anybody associated with the Tennessee Fury is going to mentor these kids in the proper way. And I think that is what is such a breath of fresh air about Coach Dunn and the program and the way that it represents Coach Dunn. So wish them the best of luck. If you get a chance, definitely get out to see them at the Best In-State Tournament coming up. When is that, Andre?
That is June 27th at Stone Memorial High School in Crossville, Tennessee.
Sweet.
We'll talk about it a little more as we get closer to the event. Because we have six 17 and under teams, six 16 and under teams, and 4 15 and under teams with Team Thad coming this year. So that's going to be real exciting. We've got the Chattanooga Elite. We've got Each One Teach One. We've got...
What's that under your sleeve? Is that a Team Thad tattoo?
It should be.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one on my back.
Yeah, full back.
Yeah, I have to take off the
nothing
the
wrong.
Britney Spears tattoo.
Nothing wrong. They are a phenomenal. There's a ton of talent in that program.
So we're going to... You know, we've got Each One Teach One, the Tennessee Bobcats. We've got... the team Corey Brewer coming. That's an 16 and under team. That's very good.
You know who's very good?
It's Corey Brewer. Yeah,
for the Houston Rockets right now.
Oh shoot, yeah, he's playing great right now. I got to watch him a little bit last night, and it's nice to have a Tennessee guy out there representing a guy that, you know, I took him to the Nike All-American camp one year when he was in high school.
Really?
Yes, I was his uncle.
That's the 342nd time you've told me that story.
Okay, well, I need to emphasize
about
that.
About seven more times and I'll remember.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's like you telling me about your exploits on the floor. I wasn't there.
Seth, is it so bad that I've got Andre down to about one out of every eight words? Like with my wife, it's one out of 17 words because we've been married for a while. I've got Andre down. I only pick up one out of every eight words, like when he mentions his middle of the pack Big Ten team or something.
There he goes, you know? Again. We have to, haters hate.
I am a born hater.
It's okay. He is a born hater. Well, no, I don't think it's your fault. I think it's, I mean, it sounds like, you know.
Other it's a than, habit.
It's a culture.
It's a habit. Hating's a habit.
It's a culture of hating, you know, you hate Bearden.
Yes.
You know, and which, I mean, that's funny because everybody hates Indiana too and hates Bearden. I mean, I think you hate teams that win is what it sounds like.
I'm a born hater. Like I possibly spent the time digging up dirt on Jason Shelton at Freed Hardman. Maybe I've got somebody from his past.
I don't think there is any. I challenge you to find anything on our man, Jason Shelton. It's great to get a mention on him every week.
I think that's awesome. Brings us into the Don Meyer reference of the week. The movie's in post production.
That's right,
starring Judge Reinhold.
Wow, from Beverly Hills Cop.
I wonder who plays Shelton in the movie.
I would have to say.
I mean, just throw out some names.
That guy from the Toxic Avenger.
Don't know what that is. I was going to say.
You've never seen that movie?
I was going to say.
Seth, you've seen that movie. Thank you.
I mean, if I had a budget to put that movie together of like $5 million, I would spend $4.5 getting Ryan Gosling to play Jason Shelton.
No.
Shelton's better looking?
Shelton's masculine.
Okay, well.
Ryan Gosling ain't.
There's not a lot of masculine blonde guys. I mean, throw out some masculine.
Seth is kind of blonde. Isn't he dirty blonde kind of?
He's not. He's no Jason Shelton.
Yeah, but he's masculine.
Apparently, I don't know what your definition of masculine is. I'm going to have to go with the Ron Burgundy win in Rome.
To play Jason Shelton in that movie, that's interesting. That is interesting. So that's something we're going to have to ponder, I think. But we're going to go ahead and take it to break. The opening segment will be back with a whole bunch of great stuff. Bam! This is Andre Whitehead. And the inauspicious Brent Watts for Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
I want you to find out who these guys are and where they do their show.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
End All Development, the official digital media sponsor of Tennessee Prep Hoops, is the premier digital media company in Tennessee. If your website needs to work as a piece of your greater digital media strategy, then you need to talk to Mike at End All Development. If you need help ramping up your website and social media to work in unison as a system to continually generate solid leads for your business or organization, then call Mike at End All Development. End All Development will help you make your digital marketing strategy the best best investment your business will ever make. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or just call Mike today at 865-227-5886. That's 865-227-5886.
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey. And every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that that soldier will never forget for the rest of his life. That's what the USO does.
From the time they join to the time they transition out of the military, the USO is there, offering programs and support along the way.
The USO has tons of programs, how to do a job interview, what to wear, what not to wear, knowing that there was going to be a life after the military.
For over 70 years, the USO has continued to meet the needs of our troops and their families, standing with them when it counts.
We all got to watch pretty much his last goodbye right before we were notified he was gone. Without the USO, it wouldn't be possible for me and my children to watch Jared tell us that he loves us. These are memories that we'll have forever.
Be a part of their journey. Learn more today at USO.org.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Online at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Okay, we are back. This is Andre Whitehead and Brent Watts, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. Kicking it over to Brent for our next guest.
Yeah, we've got a special guest today. We've got Dr. Richard Cunningham of Tennessee Orthopedic Clinics based out of Knoxville here to talk to our high school and college players about some things they can do related to injury prevention, nutrition, et cetera, from a very well-respected sports medicine doctor here in town. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce Dr. Richard Cunningham and tell us a little bit about your background, Dr. Cunningham.
Well, thank you. I've been in Knoxville practicing for over 15 years. I originally did my undergraduate work at University of North Carolina, Go Heels. And after that, was in Richmond, Virginia for orthopedic residency and medical school. One more year after that, did a fellowship with the Miami Heat and the team doctor for the Miami Heat in Miami, Florida. And then after that, spent a few years in North Carolina before coming here in the year 2000.
Cool. Now, I've heard a lot of good stories, but what were a lot of types of injuries that you would see on the professional level with the Miami Heat?
We saw everything from your routine sprains and strains to ACL injuries, meniscus tears, of course, sometimes head injuries. As you know, basketball is considered not the most often physical sport, but is extremely physical, especially at the professional level. So we saw the gamut from like minor sprains and strains to more serious fractures and ligament injuries.
Cool. Well, what are you seeing a lot of, and what can high school kids do to look at some of the nagging preventative injuries that you're seeing a lot of out of high school athletes?
They can do a couple things. Some athletes can do, some that coaches can help, and parents can help with too. One major thing, maintain your flexibility. Nobody likes to stretch. I don't like to do it. I'm not that flexible. But that's one of the major deficiencies. To consider the three cores of being in shape, strength, endurance, flexibility. Most people like to go in with weights, you know, do that kind of stuff. A lot of people like to run. Not many people do like to do a lot of stretching. So flexibility is huge. I'm a big proponent of strength training. A lot of people ask me all the time, well, you know, should my kid do strength training? How old should they be? Do they do it? Should they go in the weight room? Are they too young? Et cetera. My answer to that is strength training is good for all ages, from kids to elderly. The key is how you do it, especially with young middle school kids. They ought to emphasize body weight strength training, sit-ups, pull-ups, chin-ups, all those kinds of things, as opposed to trying to do a one rep max in the squat room, that kind of thing. You know, once the kid's a little bit older, high school level, junior, seniors, then you can hit the weight room a little harder. But most of them, if they'd emphasize body weight activities, flexibility, be much better off.
Dr. Cunningham, this is Andre. I had a question. Yeah. I was wondering, I watched this little documentary the other day, and they were talking about how kids in the middle school and the elementary school level have the paradigm has shifted from kids playing multiple sports to kids kind of concentrating on one sport, and and having several injuries, and they kind of talked about the body, training itself to that one sport and not being able to to recover from the injuries as well. Whereas when you play multiple sports, there's multiple activities using your body a different way. Have you found that with kids being more specialized in certain sports that the injuries are coming sooner?
We have. I mean, I think the biggest example of that is in baseball. We see kids now, young teenagers, having the Tommy John injuries in their elbow. We never saw that in the past. And I think that's clearly a result of kids specializing in one sport, playing year-round, pitching. Baseball, when I was a kid, I played Little League. We played a couple games a week. Now kids are playing during the week. They're playing on a travel team on the weekend. They're playing 6, 7, 8, 9 games in a weekend, often pitching multiple games. So we're seeing a lot of those repetitive motion activity injuries, especially in the pediatric elbow, which is really concerning.
Cool. We definitely are seeing a lot of specialization out of these kids and how they play basketball year-round with different leagues. Just one more question. We really appreciate your info and knowledge on this. I think we've established you're a very smart guy. So what we need to know is, who's going to win the 2016 NCAA tournament?
Well, there's no question.
The Indiana Hoosiers.
So I can go ahead and put all my money on Carolina?
You have to go to Vegas right now and put it all down.
They're going to be good now. Carolina's going to be good. Did Tokoto go pro?
Why? I don't know why, but he's a doctor.
Marcus Paige is coming back, though.
Yeah, Marcus Paige is coming back.
That's incredible. Oh, yeah. He's good. No, they're going to be really good, but both our guards in Indiana are coming back. We got a top five big man inside. The Hoosiers are back, baby.
His middle of the pack Big Ten team.
There he goes again. He likes to talk a little bit. He really has no footing in talking about basketball because all the banners for his team say women's.
Dr. Cunningham, I look like a basketball player, don't I?
Man, you got the body for it, man. I'm telling you.
God, you are the man. Well, yes. Hey.
For a WNBA player.
Hey, we really appreciate you being on the show, Dr. Cunningham. Guys, kids out there, you can find Dr. Cunningham at Tennessee Orthopedic Clinic. He's based in West Knoxville. So if you have any questions or you need to see a doctor, we strongly recommend Dr. Richard Cunningham. Hey, thanks for being on the show, Dr. Cunningham.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
See you guys.
All right, that was a great segment there. It's really interesting to get perspective from medical professionals on the things that kids need to work on. So we're going to go ahead and take it to break. This is Andre Whitehead with the incomparable Brent Watts, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the BLG. Yeah, there's a big
bad show tonight. I want you to find out who these guys are and where they do their show.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Donald Smigo and the Groundsmasters in Knoxville salutes the men and women of our military and veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers while they fight to keep freedom alive worldwide. This military tribute from Donald Smigo at the Groundsmasters in Knoxville. Top quality, top service. For all your commercial and residential lawn maintenance and landscape needs, call Donald Smigo at 865-288-2010. That's 288-2010.
I present to you the Big Nasty!
Imagine a biscuit. The biggest, flakiest, butteriest biscuit you've ever seen. Got it? Okay, now open that biscuit up. Picture it with the chicken breast, fried to perfection, on top. Then add some tomato and a fried egg. You still with me, right? Okay, now here's the important part. Smother that biscuit with the fried chicken, egg, and tomato with a creamy holiday sauce with just enough ghost pepper in it to give you just a kick, but not so much that it takes away from everything else. Some people might call this masterpiece a fried chicken eggs Benedict biscuit, but not Gourmet's Market. Chef Adam Tyler created this awesomeness, so he gets to name it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Big Nasty, and it's only available at Gourmet's Market. Stop in Gourmet's Market, 5107 Kingston Pike in Bearden, and get your Big Nasty on. They open every day at 7 a.m. The Big Nasty will debut at the International Biscuit Festival in downtown Knoxville May 16th and will be available at Gourmet's Market later this month.
For more information, visit shopgourmetsmarket.com. Gourmet's Market has a complete breakfast, lunch, and catering menu. Talk to Gourmet's Market about renting their restaurant for your next event.
End All Development, the official digital media sponsor of Tennessee Prep Hoops, is the premier digital media company in Tennessee. If your website needs to work as a piece of your greater digital media strategy, then you need to talk to Mike at End All Development. If you need help ramping up your website and social media to work in unison as a system to continually generate solid leads for your business or organization, then call Mike at End All Development. End All Development will help you make your digital marketing strategy the best investment your business will ever make. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or just call Mike today at 865-227-5886. That's 865-227-5886.
One of the best ways to spruce up your landscaping is to put down some nice looking mulch. It just gives your landscaping that extra bit of pop. But when I see people using regular wood mulch, I have to say, for what? It's just going to fade and rot. It attracts termites, ants, and other insects. Nobody has time for that. And when a storm comes through, it washes out in the grass. Again, for what? That's why I use Magic Mulch. It doesn't fade over time, nor does it rot away. It looks great in football season and baseball season. Because it is made from 100% recycled rubber, it's good for the environment and it doesn't attract insects. There is no odor and it's heavier than wood mulch. So when Mother Nature gets mad, my mulch stays where I put it. For the Swain House, Magic Mulch is the only way to go. Don't get put on for what? Use Magic Mulch.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Online at sportsradiothevlz.net.
All right, we are back. And this is Andre Whitehead, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. And on the phone with me now, I'm very excited about this. He's a good friend of mine. We've known each other for about 15 years. One of my favorite guys in the business. And want everybody to welcome from the University of Memphis or Memphis University, whichever way they go, Mr. Josh Pastner. How's it going, Josh?
I'm doing well, Andre. Brent, thanks for having me. Always happy to be on with you guys. And Andre, you do a great job covering the state of Tennessee, and your work is very appreciative for, especially for all prep hoops.
Oh, well, thank you, Josh. That means a lot to me, man, because if you know, a lot of people, you know, may not know your history and stuff. And I remember the first time I ever met you was when you were an assistant at Arizona, and I met you at the Nike All-American camp because I had brought Lee Humphrey and Corey Brewer to that camp, and that was the first time I'd ever met you. And I had seen this documentary or something just like weeks before that on you being a walk-on player and on the team and the 97 title team. And I just thought, how cool, you know, was all the whole situation with, you know, with you coaching the Houston Hoops AAU team at 16. You had your own recruiting service at 13, so you know I respect that. That is awesome. So hopefully that's why you respect guys like me that do that. But I just remember
great respect for guys like yourself. I mean, the amount of time and effort and the evaluation that you put in, and I remember our first meeting there at the Nike camp, and Andre, I've only got to say, you've only missed one time on an evaluation, and that's your co-host Brent. He was an All-American at the Division III level, but I think you had him as a mid-major. I definitely think he should have been a high major. Other than that, you've been spot on everybody.
Well, actually, and the good news is I actually didn't start doing this till after Brent was already in college. So
gotcha,
my first
gotcha,
year I kind of did it was when Lee Humphrey and Dane Bradshaw were seniors, which is like 2001.
But he would have missed on me. He would have missed on me.
I probably would have. I wouldn't have had him as a. Yeah. No, I probably wouldn't have, though, Josh. I would have probably had him as an AIA D3 player, and yeah, that's where
there
he ended
you go
up.
No, there you go. Well, and let me just say this, and for all your listeners out there, Andre is about as accurate as you'll find. I mean, he's really, really good. And if you want to know about guys and players and really know what level they're at, he's as good as it gets in the business.
I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you, Josh, because, you know, I have total respect for everything you do. I think one of the great things, man, your work ethic, which is legendary, you're a tireless worker. But one thing about you that I've always admired is you treat everybody the same and you always answer back. You know, when someone calls you or someone texts you, even if it's in the middle of the night or it's the next day, but you always find time to answer back to somebody. And that means so much to people. I mean, you don't know. I mean, I know you do that because, you know, you feel the same way when someone, you know, when you reach out to someone and, you know, just to take a minute to say thank you or something like that, coming from someone like you and your stature and your position, that means so much.
Well, I appreciate that, Andre. And I've always believed that, you know, follow up and follow through is important. And something that I really try to pride myself on is whether I was the walk-on at Arizona, the 16-year-old coach in the Houston Hoops, the 13-year-old running the Josh Pastner Scouting Service, the assistant coach at Arizona, the assistant coach at Memphis, the video coordinator at Arizona, or Josh Pastner, the head coach at Memphis, I've tried not to change as in terms of my core values and my principles. And I didn't, just because I've increased my paycheck has gotten larger and I have some different titles and I'm on TV more, really, it's been important that I remain the same as my core values. And to me, that's important to treat people the right way, follow up and follow through. Doesn't matter how minor the situation is or who it is, just to, you know, we're all human beings. And I think treating people the right way and you know, just with that respect, I think treating people with good respect and is something that we all want. And it's the right thing to do as human beings.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Well, a lot of people, I did some research on your, you know, your head coaching and coaching statistics and stuff. And you were the Conference USA Coach of the Year in 2010-2011. Got a 70% winnings percentage, 2-time regular season champs, 3-time tournament champs. Done a great job at Memphis. And one of the questions that I really wanted to ask you was, you know, a lot of times, like in the SEC and stuff like that, you'll see kids on teams that are from SEC areas, but they don't go to those schools. How do you handle recruiting in a place like Memphis where, you know, a lot of kids, I mean, you know, you got a third of your roster probably from Memphis. And in the past couple years, you've had quite a few kids from Memphis. I know when you were an assistant, when Coach Calipari was there, you didn't have a lot of guys from Memphis, but I think that's because that was a little downtime for the city, if I remember correctly. And then when Joe and Tariq and Crawford and all them guys came, that was kind of your first year. And so you had a much better, you know, pool to choose from the Memphis area. But do you think that's I mean, how do you handle recruiting in a town like Memphis? Because Memphis is a very unique area for no one that's ever been there.
Well, you know, Andre, when Coach Calipari is here towards the end of part of his latter part of his time here, and it was the last 4 years, he really did not recruit locally. I mean, he was recruiting at a national level, all over the place, the very best all over the country. When I took over, I was following a guy who's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame, and who had the greatest 4-year run in those 4 years. The greatest 4-year run in NCAA history prior to me taking over, and I knew that I wasn't going to be able to go out and recruit nationally and go get the top 10 players all over the country like he was doing as a first-time head coach. So I knew the talent level in the Mid-South and in the surrounding areas and that we need to do a great job recruiting locally and in that surrounding areas. And we try to do a good job on that. Look, Andre, there's a lot of talent here locally, but that doesn't mean that everyone's the right fit for Memphis, and that doesn't mean I'm always the right fit for them. It's got to be a mutual marriage, and everyone feeling good about each other. And I want to make sure that that if we're taking a local kid or a kid that's or a student athlete that's from the surrounding area, that you know, they got an opportunity to play and be really good for us. So not everything's exactly perfect. Sometimes there's you know, might not always be the right fit. And so, but we're very fortunate. We've got great players in our backyard, and it's very important to us is to protect home base and do the very best we can to get the right ones here to stay home.
Well, if anybody looks at the recruiting class for this year, I think you've got the right ones to stay home with KJ and Diedrich. You've got the Lawson clan coming in, and my
plus
gosh,
Jeremiah Martin too.
Oh, I was going to say him.
Yep.
I was just going to talk about the Lawson lineage there with a couple of the younger ones coming up, but Jeremiah Martin. Oh, what a, I think that's a great get, because I know you and I have spoke about the kid before, and I think, I mean, that kid on a, especially I think when the shot clock drops to 30, I think the skill level kids are really going to be at a premium, because you're going to have guys with a skill level, and you may not have the luxury of carrying, you know, purely athletic kids anymore, because I think the skill level is going to come really into play once you start the when we get to the 30-second clock, and I think Jeremiah Martin is one of them kids that's coming in already skilled.
Well, not only that, both guys have won state championships. Jeremiah has won two state championships. The Lawsons have won state championship. They've won in summer basketball. They've been around winning, and that's what I really have evolved into is you've got to have guys that, like you said, that can score the ball, that can put the ball in the basket, but also understand winning. People that understand winning is a huge part of the program, because that way when they get here, you don't have to teach them on how to win. They understand the sacrifices, they understand how hard it takes, what every possession means, and that right there allows them to understand just about how hard it is and the amount of dedication and discipline you need to get, you know, the objective is to have the years that we want to have, and having those type of guys who've been around winning prior to them getting here is a big thing.
Awesome, Coach. Two things. First, I just want to say you were on one of my favorite teams, the 97 Arizona Wildcats.
Oh, it was a great team. A lot of good players on there.
Davison, Bramlett, Miles Simon, Mike Bibby, Jason Terry. Yeah, I can still reel them off in my head. But
yep.
What I want to ask you about is when you're recruiting, you're in Memphis, which is a national recruiting bed where numerous schools come in and take kids out of that city. Is there an effect? You're not playing in the FedEx Forum, and you have been for a few years. What kind of effect on recruiting just playing in an NBA facility? Because a lot of times the college is more of the tradition, and we play in this old sacred facility, whereas in an NBA facility, you're in the newest, nicest, biggest arenas available. What kind of effect does that have?
Well, I mean, it's you know, and the 97 team, by the way, the Arizona team, when we won the national championship, we had some great players on that team. I mean, Miles Simon, who was the most outstanding player, ended up being drafted second round. Mike Bibby, who was the number two pick in the draft.
Yep.
Michael Dickerson, who was the 13th pick in the draft. Jason Terry, who was the 10th pick in the draft. And we had some really high-level guys.
Still playing very well. I was watching him last night.
Yeah. So we really had some high-level guys. But anyway, and we were the only team to beat three number one seeds to win the national championship. We beat Kansas. We beat North Carolina, and we beat Kentucky, three number one seeds that year to win it all. But, you know, playing in the FedEx Forum is a great thing. It's, you know, look, every kid, every prospect wants to play in the NBA. Who doesn't? So saying that you're playing in an NBA arena is a very special thing. It's a big-time thing. It's a big-time environment. You know, we've got 14,000, 15,000 season ticket holders. It's just an elite level. It's one of the great arenas, and the support we get is fantastic. So it is big-time hoops, big-time basketball. People love it, and we're just very fortunate to play in such a great building.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It is, and it's a very cool place, too.
Yeah.
I mean, just the atmosphere of the Forum is just awesome, and I know that's got – I mean, you know, if you use it as a recruiting advantage, then, hey, that's great. You know, that's That's just one of those things. Well, Coach, I just want to do thank you again for taking a little bit of time to talk to us, man. It's a new venture for us. This is show number 13, so we're getting good downloads on our podcast. So I really appreciate you taking the time, man. And I, like I said, I consider you one of the top guys in the business. I consider you a friend, and I'm just extremely happy and gracious that you took the time to come on our little show and give us a plug, man. I really appreciate it, Josh.
Well, anytime. I appreciate you guys having me on anytime. Look forward to continuing to being on there. And Andre and I, you know, Brent, I don't know you as well, but Andre, there's not too many better people than you, and always rooting for good people, good things for good people, and that's you. So I'm here anytime you need me.
I appreciate it, Josh. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, that was Josh Pastner from Memphis University, and great interview, great guy. We're going to go ahead and take it to break now. Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
I want you to find out who these guys are and where they do their show.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Donald Smigo and the Grounds Masters in Knoxville salutes the men and women of our military and veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers while they fight to keep freedom alive worldwide. This military tribute from Donald Smigo at the Grounds Masters in Knoxville. Top quality, top service. For all your commercial and residential lawn maintenance and landscape needs, call Donald Smigo at 865-288-2010. That's 288-2010.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
I present to you the Big Nasty!
Imagine a biscuit. The biggest, flakiest, butteriest biscuit you've ever seen. Got it? Okay, now open that biscuit up. Picture it with the chicken breast, fried to perfection on top. Then add some tomato and a fried egg. You still with me, right? Okay, now here's the important part. Smother that biscuit with the fried chicken, egg, and tomato with a creamy holiday sauce with just enough ghost pepper in it to give you just a kick, but not so much that it takes away from everything else. Mmm. Some people might call this masterpiece a fried chicken, eggs, Benedict biscuit, but not Gourmet's Market. Chef Adam Tyler created this awesomeness, so he gets to name it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Big Nasty, and it's only available at Gourmet's Market. Stop in Gourmet's Market, 5107 Kingston Pike in Bearden, and get your Big Nasty on. They open every day at 7 a.m. The Big Nasty will debut at the International Biscuit Festival in downtown Knoxville May 16th and will be available at Gourmet's Market later this month.
For more information, visit shopgourmetsmarket.com. Gourmet's Market has a complete breakfast, lunch, and catering menu. Talk to Gourmet's Market about renting their restaurant for your next event.
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey. And every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that soldier will never forget for the rest of his life. That's what the USO does.
From the time they join to the time they transition out of the military, the USO is there, offering programs and support along the way.
The USO has tons of programs, how to do a job interview, what to wear, what not to wear, knowing that there was going to be a life after the military.
For over 70 years, the USO has continued to meet the needs of our troops and their families, standing with them when it counts.
We all got to watch pretty much his last goodbye right before we were notified he was gone. Without the USO, it wouldn't be possible for me and my children to watch Jared tell us that he loves us. These are memories that we'll have forever.
Be a part of their journey. Learn more today at USO.org.
One of the best ways to spruce up your landscaping is to put down some nice looking mulch. It just gives your landscape that extra bit of pop. But when I see people using regular wood mulch, I have to say, for what? It's just going to fade and rot. It attracts termites, ants, and other insects. Nobody has time for that. And when a storm comes through, it washes out in the grass. Again, for what? That's why I use Magic Mulch. It doesn't fade over time, nor does it rot away. It looks great in football season and baseball season. Because it is made from 100% recycled rubber, it's good for the environment and it doesn't attract insects. There is no odor and it's heavier than wood mulch. So when Mother Nature gets mad, my mulch stays where I put it. For the Swain House, Magic Mulch is the only way to go. Don't get put on for what? Use Magic Mulch.
End All Development, the official digital media sponsor of Tennessee Prep Hoops, is the premier digital media company in Tennessee. If your website needs to work as a piece of your greater digital media strategy, then you need to talk to Mike at End All Development. If you need help ramping up your website and social media to work in unison as a system to continually generate solid leads for your business or organization, then call Mike at End All Development. End All Development will help you make your digital marketing strategy the best investment your business will ever make. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or just call Mike today at 865-227-5886. That's 865-227-5886.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Online at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Okay, we are back here at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. Just want to give everybody a heads up on how you can check on all the things that we do, man. You need to go to tmprephoops.com, check out the website, be putting some things up this week, catching up on the commitments, doing some things like that. Then we got our show, which is tnpreppoops.podomatic.com, which we hope to, in the next couple of months, have everything available at TN Prep Hoops where everybody can just go straight to that and get all the different things that we do. And don't forget our Facebook at facebook.com/TN Prep Hoops, and then iTunes, spelling out the words Tennessee Prep Hoops. So want to do touch on a few commitments that happened in the last couple days. We had four Division I commitments in the last few days, which brings our total up to 20. And we've got Khalil Spencer from Memphis Ridgeway. He committed to Tennessee State. Justin Jenkins from Knoxville Webb committed to Gardner Webb. So that's another good Division I commitment. Chad Culbreth from Ripley is a guy that we've talked about a lot on the show. And he's going to go – he's taken over from Cam Payne as – leaving Murray State, so Chad's going to come in and hopefully fill that spot. And then Marcus DeBerry from Union City is going to Northern Arizona. So that's from the very small place of Union City, Tennessee, home of Coco Beware for you wrestling fans. and anybody knows that listens to the show knows we're wrestling fans because all our music is entrance music. And a few more commitments. Tanner Spaulding from Franklin, who was one of the kids at our unsigned event a couple months ago, is committed to Berry College. Austin Osborne from Independence is going to Cincinnati Christian University. What level is that, Brent?
That's NCCAA.
That's NAIA. Thank you. And
they also
is that
play
the same thing?
No, no. It's Christian not, well, thing? A lot of it.
A lot of them play dual, right?
Yeah.
Ricky Dunaway from Oakland, another kid that was at the showcase, is committed to Walter State, along with Demontre Evans from Cane Ridge and Bobby Shanks from Covington, also going to Walter State. Adarius Avery from Arlington is going to Connor State Community College. And Kedron McAllister from Spring Hill is going to Cleveland State. Malik Smith from Memphis Overton, Eastern Oklahoma State Community College. Marquise Tipton from Brainerd, staying home, going to Chatt State.
To play for Coach Jay Price.
Yep, and then Derek Woods from Stratford is going to Vol State. So a few commitments there for some small colleges, I guess you could say. And that's a nice little segue to lead us right into our feature school for this week. is the Tornadoes of King University. And Brent has a whole gob of information on them.
That I got from Pasqua as he was bullying me with all this information.
Yeah, you got it from Pasqua, right?
Yeah. No, Blair and I just kick it. We make Pasqua do all the work. That's how it goes down.
I don't know if I believe that.
I would like to touch on their head coach real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, George
Pitts. One of the an icon.
How many NBA players has he coached?
Well, Brandon Wright.
Brandon Wright. That's one. That's one more than me, you, Seth Stokes.
I mean, he may have had more, you know.
He had that team at Brentwood Academy with Brandon Wright where he had six Division I players. Well,
he had Josh Bone and Rob Murphy was on that team. Yep. Yep.
Their entire starting five and their sixth man went Division I. So, but he's been doing a lot at King as well. This past season, they had an overall record of 24-6, which is very impressive. Did not
make the national tournament.
They didn't make the national tournament. No, they didn't. But it was their most wins since they've been NCAA Division II. They were ranked 21st at one point. They did play a game of the week versus Mount Olive, which they won on CBS Sports Network, which was nationally televised, which for the school, for basketball in general, they played really well that game. I actually watched that game. It really highlights the facility they got there. They have a very beautiful gymnasium arena there on campus. Their sort of go-to guy up there, Logan Lyle, was first-team all-conference. He was
Unicoi County.
Yep. He was academic All-American, et cetera. They've also got Hunter Laveau.
From Science Hill.
Yeah. They have a lot of in-state talent. And so,
they have a lot of in-state guys. Yeah. Calvin Walker from West.
Yeah.
Drew Stanifer from the Evil Bearden.
Empire.
CJ Good from Science Hill.
Yeah, they do. Calvin Walker from West, James Scales from Cherokee, yep. Hunter Laveau's from Science Hill, Nathaniel Hughes is from Hampton. You mentioned CJ Good. We mentioned Logan Lyle from Unicoi County. We mentioned Drew from the Evil Empire. Malcolm St. Louis from Lebanon.
He's from Wilson Central High School.
Yep. And John King from Piney Flats, Tennessee, went to Sullivan East.
Sullivan East.
So
yeah.
Over half their roster. Of course, I've had Calvin Walker in the Rocky Top League, and the kid can play.
Oh, yeah. He's done a real – you know what? He made a great decision going there.
Yes, he did.
He went to the right level, to a level where he could compete and succeed, and he's done exceptionally
well. Same
with
Drew Standifer, and they're a good combo.
They've done exceptionally well up there. But Logan Lyle is a kid that – I mean, he played in our fall league the first year. The first year – We put a team together from up in the Upper East Tennessee, and they had him. But they won the league that year. They won the fall league that year, and if I'm not mistaken, Logan was MVP of the whole league. And man, King got themselves a steal with that kid. I mean, he was a low Division I player, and he did great things at King.
Well, Drew Standifer was a beast at Bearden. On that state runner-up team they had with Ty Green and Rico White, 6'6", 6'7", he can shoot the jumper. Back a little more about Coach Pitts. Coach Pitts won his 1,000th career game this year.
That's incredible.
Won it at, they were at Virginia Wise. I remember seeing all the pictures. But, you know, I will say this, Coach Pitts, at least at the Division II level, the two guys that he has on staff up there, Nick Pasqua and JT Blair, it'd be tough to find better guys than that.
There's no question.
We make a lot of jokes about them because
they're my friends. Yeah, I mean, we make jokes because they're friends. But, I mean, as far as coaches and workers and how hard they work and their acceptance to, you know, the people in the area, they're top notch. You can't do much better. JT Blair, if he coaches – and he works like he played. And if anybody ever saw JT Bear play, he was an undersized four-man who just – he was unbelievable, man. He would cut your heart out to win, to get a loose ball. I mean, I remember him in the Rocky Top League the first year playing with Scotty and those guys. Those guys loved him because he would keep every possession alive and get every offensive rebound and kick it back out to them so they could shoot again.
Yep. Both great kids. I love that expression, eat your heart out. But both him and Nick, overachievers, got every drop of results out of the talent that they had. Great careers. I know JT's also coached at Charleston Southern So he's got some Division I experience on his resume as a coach. But both great guys. They run a great program. You know, the kids I know and the kids you know on their roster, they have just an all-around winning program and a winning atmosphere up there. So, you know, we take it from Coach Pastner in Memphis, who we think the world of, and now we move all the way across the state over to Bristol, which they're barely still in Tennessee, but King University is in Tennessee, and we cover the whole state, and there's proof right there. So let's move on now, and let's start talking about our 14 and under state tournament.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that. It's not this week. It's next weekend. But it's something. It's going to be in Sevier County at Sevier County High School and the Sevier County Middle School. And this is – it's honestly one of my favorite events that I cover because at that age group, kids are still playing AAU. It's the AAU state tournament.
Yes.
So this is like – and it's also my first glimpse at the kids that are going to be freshmen the next year. So because I don't like to cover middle school basketball. I don't think you should evaluate kids that young. I'm sorry. You know, you just – I just don't think you can do it.
I got a lot of friends that coach middle school basketball. What makes the middle school basketball team a resounding answer from all the coaches? Puberty. Yeah. The kids that develop first make the team.
Well, sure, the kids that develop – but a lot of times, you know, that kid stays the same size all
that
the way through high
school. That 6-foot post in middle school that's a 6-foot post in high school doesn't have the same opportunity.
But anyway, you know, so I don't – I love this tournament because it's my first glimpse – at the kids of this age group, and pretty much every kid that's ranked in my player rankings and every kid that's gone through that we're talking about now committing, they were all kids that played in this tournament a few years back.
Yeah, they are still playing AAU. The shoe companies haven't rated the talent yet, and so they're not locked up in shoe company tournaments. And
not so as much, but they still play AAU at this age group. So it'll be at Sevier County High School next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's a lot of fun to come watch. I mean, it's because you've got Nashville representation, Memphis representation, East Tennessee, Chattanooga. There'll be teams from Murfreesboro. There's usually like 16 teams. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, in a great area up there in Sevier County as well. So let's move on here. Let's talk about our John Bailey Company Player of the Week and our mortgage investors, Darren Poppin. I do want to highlight for both our sponsors here, they do cover statewide. So they do business across the entire state of Tennessee. So if you get a chance to support one of our sponsors, obviously they help make this show possible. Again, let's go back. Darren Poppin from the Evil Empire. He went to Bearden. Sorry. It's everywhere. I can't get away from it.
Well, I mean, it seems to me like a trend. Like everybody... They're all successful.
They are.
So how can it be the evil was, I mean.
And they're propping me up.
They're propping
they're good,
you up.
They're successful and they're good people.
I think that goes back to their leader.
Darth Vader?
Darth Vader wasn't a good guy. Coach B's a good guy.
He was. He was a really good guy at the end. He loved his son. Don't you remember the end of Star Wars?
Didn't he cut his hand off or something?
Blevins does some things in practice, but.
Well, anyway, our John Bailey Company Player of the Week. We're going to go all the way back out to West Tennessee to Ripley. And this is a guy that and if you've listened to the show, you know I've raved about this kid. And I remember, you know, a month back saying it's an absolute travesty that this kid doesn't have a Division I scholarship.
Yes.
And he was one of the last ones to get it. And I don't know what the holdup was. And because these particular people asked me about him, and I told him he's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And this kid is an absolute 100% no-brainer. And
this was a kid we talked about. He was scoring almost 50 points a game at one point.
He scored over 2,000 points. He scored 1,100 points this year.
And points aren't a good metric, but the district that he was playing, the guys he was going against,
he's
night
playing
in and
Memphis.
Night out.
He's playing. He's in the district with Haywood and Jackson Southside and Liberty, and he's in the region with Westview and the Memphis Douglas, and I mean this kid was playing competition every night, so these weren't he wasn't in a single A rural environment or anything like that. So very impressed with him, but he's going to Murray State, and they just lost you know, their All-American, Cameron Payne,
yep.
another Tennessee kid, declared for the NBA draft.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they believe they've found themselves another sleeper from the state of Tennessee.
I believe
and Chad
they have.
Culbreth yeah. from Ripley.
Very solid mid-major.
Going
program.
To Murray State, and he is our John Bailey Company Player of the Week.
Yep. And now for our Mortgage Investors Group, Darren Poppin, Coach of the Week.
This one, there's not, like I said, there's not a lot of basketball going on right now that, I mean, other than NBA.
Well, this guy has locked down a very good recruiting class.
He's got an outstanding recruiting yeah. class. And I think we gave him a little leeway because he is our guest on the show today.
Yeah, kind of, but we still really like him.
He's one of the best guys yeah. in the business, one of the nicest guys, one of the hardest working guys. And that is Mr. Josh Pastner from Memphis.
Yes. Very excited.
So he's our Coach of the Week. And, stay tuned. Hopefully you've listened to the interview with him that preceded this segment. So it's just a joy to have him on, and just means a lot to the credibility of our show that we get to have a guy like Josh Pastner on.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen to him talk about how he recruits. Well, I think that does it. I think I'm done with you for the day.
I'm done with you for the day, too.
Yeah.
I think we've learned a lot today.
We have. We've shared.
I think we've shared. We've grown.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go ahead and
we better go as Seth gives us the Care
Seth
Bear stare.
Seth is giving us these crazy signals, like he's signaling like he's wanting you to bunt or something. I don't know what's going on over there. But all right, we're going to call it an evening. This is Andre Whitehead with Brent Watts, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio, 1180, the BLZ.